Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Reverend Reuben Chapasuka, the Executive President of the Cape to Cairo Israel Mission, Associate Member of South Africa Friends of Israel. And what an absolute honor to have you on the phone with us this afternoon, Reverend.
Thank you so much.
Reverend, I want to put it to you that Chief Justice Mogoeng Mogoeng, as head of the judiciary, should not make any political comments whatsoever, and by doing so, he compromises his position. What would be your response to a comment like that?
My response is that South Africa is an independent. We all enjoy the freedom of speech, and I don't think he did anything wrong, because what he did, he acknowledged his office first. Then he acknowledged his background. He's a Christian, he's a pastor, he's a father and a husband. So then that's when he brought in the scriptures. He also, at the same time, acknowledged and said he loves Palestine, and then he loves Israel, of which I do the same. So I really support him for that.
So you don't think there's any contradiction between his office and having gone public with such a personal position?
If he didn't acknowledge his position in his office, I could have said he has done something wrong. But firstly, he acknowledged the responsibilities in his office. Then later on, acknowledged this responsibility as a Christian and his relationship with Israel, with the Jewish people, and at the same time with Palestine. And he was very neutral. And I think South Africa is a blessed country to have a man like him sitting in that office.
Reverend, are you surprised at the vitriol, at the anger from a number of quarters which have been directed at him?
Well, if you read Isaiah 60, it says, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the people. So I'm not surprised when people are shown light and they resist that. To me, our South African people needs help.
Yeah, very interesting. Reverend, I would also argue perhaps that given our history, given our remarkable history of coming together, a nation that was so unbelievably split, that maybe South Africa is better positioned than most countries to actually offer the Israel-Palestine conflict some sort of a solution, or at least some valuable input. And there are those who just seek to negate that entirely.
I think what he started by doing was to introduce the responsibility of a Christian community. He brought in Psalms 22:6. To pray for the peace of Jerusalem, with intention that once we do that, South Africa will be blessed. In South Africa, I think what we need to do is to exercise forgiveness, not to dwell in the past. Following Isaiah 43:18-20, said, do not dwell in the past. And God is not sitting in the past. The moment we remain in the past, our history and our stories, what we are saying in our houses, we are not even encouraging our youth to stand up and look forward. We coming in as the victims, and the victim mentality, once it goes into the community, it does not help. We have a responsibility in South Africa, having overcome the apartheid system. We have a responsibility to introduce our young people, to create employment, to go to schools, not to destroy schools. So I think we have a good figure further in the judiciary system.
And Reverend, I would imagine you're quite in touch with what's happening in South Africa. In your opinion, and I understand this is only opinion, do you think that ANC policy is reflective of the opinions of most people in South Africa, or do you think somewhere there's a political agenda at play?
I think generally the ANC constitution touches everybody, but it's only one section where it is being neglected, not being implied. Because when they say a man who is in the judiciary or either in any other office shouldn't speak about Christianity, I think that is a blow to all Christians, not to one man. Because where is the freedom of speech? And that must be brought back.
Very, very interesting indeed. Reverend Ruben Chapasuka, thank you so much for speaking to us here on Chai FM.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolute pleasure. So, yeah, if you'd like to weigh in on that discussion at all, should the Chief Justice Mokgweng Mokgweng have spoken about his personal opinions, or did the demands of his position of his office require him not to? Certainly the media is ablaze with all sorts of responses to that, and I'd love to know what you think.